ओम शांति। Today, Bap Dada,
Apane, Charoki.
Today, Bap Dada has specially come to meet his extremely beloved
Ati Sikilati,
extremely beloved, long lost and now found children from everywhere. Who are worthy of God's love. Today, Bap Dada has come specially to meet his extremely beloved, long lost and now found children from everywhere who are worthy of God's love. The Father, without an image, the Father, without an image, has come to celebrate the birthday of his children. The Father, without any image, has come to celebrate the birthday of his children. All of you have also specially come today to celebrate the unique birthday, have you not? All of you have also specially come to celebrate the unique birthday, have you not? Throughout the whole cycle, no one else can have this birthday. No one else can have this birthday throughout the whole kalpa. Whole cycle. You would never have heard of a father and his children having a birthday on the same day. You would never have heard of a father and his children having a birthday on the same day. So, have all of you come to celebrate the father's birthday, or have you also come to celebrate the children's birthday? So, have all of you come to celebrate the father's birthday, or have you also come to celebrate the children's birthday? Because in the whole cycle, God the Father, God the Father. And the godly children have so much love. God the Father and the godly children have so much love that even their birthday is on the same day. The father is not going to carry out the task of world transformation alone. He has to do it with the children. The father is not going to carry out the task of world transformation alone. He has to do it with the children. It is only at this confluence age, that you experience the alaukik love of being together and the love of being a companion. It is only at this confluence age that you experience the alaukik love of being together and the love of being a companion. The father and the children have such deep love for one another. That their birthday is on the same day. And where do you stay? Where do you live? Do you live alone or with the father? Each child says with zeal and enthusiasm. That I am combined with the Father. You remain combined, do you not? You do not live alone, do you? You remain combined. Your birthday is together, you live together, and what is the further promise? You are together, you will remain together, and you will return home together. To your sweet home. Have you seen as much love between any other father and child? That they live together and their birthday together and they go together. So Baba says, you are together. No matter which child it is, no matter which child it is, where the child is, or what he is like, he is with the father. He is with the father and is going to go home with the father. And he's going to go home with the father. So, you have come to celebrate the unique and the loveliest of all birthdays. Whether you are celebrating while sitting in front, whether you are in this land or abroad, you are all celebrating together everywhere at the same time. You're all celebrating together everywhere at the same time. Bab Dada is seeing everywhere. How all the children are singing the song. All the children are singing the song of Wah Baba, Wah this birthday in their heart with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. So how the children are singing the song of Wah Baba, Wah this birthday. In their heart with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. If Baba puts on the switch, he is able to hear in his ears the sound from everywhere, the sound of zeal and enthusiasm from their hearts. Seeing the enthusiasm of all the children, Bab Dada, is giving them multi-million food. Greetings for their divine birthday. Bab Dada is giving them multi-million soul greetings for their divine birthday. In fact, a festival, the Hindi word is Utsav. Means to stay in zeal and enthusiasm, Utsaha. So at the festival, people are always in Utsaha. So in fact, a festival means to stay in zeal and enthusiasm. So all of you are celebrating this festival with enthusiasm. The devotees have given it the name Shivratri. It is the night of Shiva. Today, Bap Dada is giving greetings to that devotee soul who started devotion of Shiva at the beginning of Copper Age, who has copied the celebration of this unique birthday. Today Bap Dada is giving greetings to that devotee soul who started devotion of Shiva at the beginning of Copper Age, who has copied the celebration of this unique birthday. He has copied very well. So today, Bap Dada was greeting that devotee also, was congratulating that devotee also, that you have copied very well. You have played a very good part in copying what the father and the children do at the confluence age, that he has copied in Copper Age. So he has copied everything. One needs an art to copy to, no? He needs that brain, how to copy. So now Baba is going to tell how he has copied. Very well. The most important thing, on this day, the devotees, they keep a fast. The devotees to hold a fast. They observe a fast of food and drink out of faith, they make a vow to make their attitude elevated. The devotees make a vow to keep their attitude elevated. They have to observe this fast every year. And what vow have you made? You make the vow just once. You don't make this vow every year. You took the vow only once, that you will remain pure. Have all of you made the vow of purity? Have you made a firm vow? Those who have made the vow of purity, firm, raise your hand. Firm, the vow of purity, raise your hand. Not even little bit weak. Not weak at all. Is it firm? Is it firm? Achcha. Okay, good. Very good. But there's also another question. For that, congratulations for making this vow firm in you. That's very, very good. But, however, impurity has five main companions. Isn't it right? Nod your head if you say yes. The impurity has five main companions. So have you made a vow for all five of them, or have you made a vow for only two or three? Why? Because where there is purity, there, even if there is the slightest trace of impurity, even if there is the slightest trace of impurity where there is purity, would that soul be called completely pure soul? Even if there's, if there's a slightest trace of impurity too, will that soul be called complete soul? And for you Brahmin souls, purity. What is purity for you, Brahmin souls? For you, Brahmin souls, purity is your property. It is your personality. It is also the royalty of Brahmin life. So purity is your property, personality, and royalty of Brahmin life. So check. So what to check? In having complete purity, it should not be that you pay attention to the main thing about purity. So you pay attention to the main thing about purity, but that you become a little slack with the other companions, that you become a little slack with other companions. With its other companions. You have kept love for the little ones and put the main one right. You have kept love for the little ones, the little impurities, and put the main one right. Has the father given you permission to be slack with the other four? So has the father given you permission to be slack with the other four, because purity does not mean just celibacy, but purity means becoming brahmachari. To becoming brahmachari. To become a brahmachari means one who is observing the vow of purity. To become a brahmachari means one who is observing the vow of complete purity. All of you have a heart-to-heart conversation, don't you? And some children in their heart-to-heart conversation say very sweet things. They tell Baba, 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 we are, Baba smiling, Baba, we are okay in the main piece. We are okay in the main thing, but little ones sometimes enter our mind. But little ones sometimes enter our mind. They come into our thoughts. They do not come into our words, and no one else can see the thoughts. So they don't come in words and actions, just in thoughts, and nobody can see your thoughts. Some then say, one generally has love for little children, don't they? So we also have love for these four. So we also have love for these four. They say that anger comes, attachment comes. We don't want them, but they come. But Bap Dada says, if anyone comes, it means you have left the door open. That's why it comes, doesn't it? Why have you left the door open? You have opened the door of weakness. You have opened the door of weakness. So, to open the door of weakness means to invoke the little ones. So you keep the door of weakness open and thereby the other little ones come, although you have made a vow to become pure. So on this day you are celebrating the birthday of the Father and your own, but you also made a promise on the day you took birth. You remember what was the first blessing that the Father gave you? The day you were born, do you remember the blessing of your birthday? What was the blessing that Baba gave? May you be pure, may you be yogi. Do all of you remember this blessing? Do you remember it? You haven't forgotten it, have you? You haven't forgotten it, have you? You were given the blessing, may you remain pure. Not in just one thing to remain pure, but of all five. To remain pure in all five. So what does Bap Dada want from you today? You have come to celebrate the birthday. So you know what Gift Baba wants? All the five vices, not just one. So along with lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, Baba wants everything. This gift you have to give to Baba. However, on this day, Bap Dadas, pure desire for his children, Bap Dadas, pure desire for his children, who are the lamps of hope, is, and Baba stops there and says, should Baba tell you what that pure desire is? So should Baba tell you what that pure desire is? Those sitting in the first row say, should Baba tell you what his wish is, hope is, or desire is for you children? Should Baba tell you? What does it mean for Baba to tell you and for you to hear it? It is that you hear it with your ears and merge it in your heart, is it not? It should not be that it goes through one ear and comes out from the other ear. You have to merge it in your heart. What Baba tells you, what hopes Baba has in you, or what Baba wishes from you. So on this day, should Baba say, those sitting in the first row, should Baba tell you, not to Baba, if you want Baba to tell you, teachers, you may nod in agreement, yes Baba, tell us. What about double foreigners? You're also nodding. Should Baba tell you what he wants from you today? Then you'll have to bind yourself in it if you make this promise. It's not just like that. So, on today, so on this day, the devotees stay awake, they remain awake whole night. Now, which is your jagran? Jagran means to stay awake. Which is your jagran? Which, in which sleep do you go into sleep again and again? It is the sleep of, carelessness, laziness, and giving excuses. So carelessness, laziness, and giving excuses, and you go to sleep so comfortably in this sleep. So today, Bap Dada wishes to see you stay awake from these three weaknesses, carelessness, laziness, and giving excuses. Now, if sometimes anger comes, or arrogance comes, or greed comes, so when arrogance, anger, greed comes, then what do you say as an excuse? Bap Dada can see a trademark, whenever any situation arises, a trademark. What do you say then? You say, this is okay. it's okay, this is your trademark, this is okay, it happens all the time. Baba doesn't know who has made, who has created this trademark, okay. The words you use are, this happens all the time, it happens like this all the time. This is not anything new. It happens all the time. What is all this? Is that not carelessness? This one is doing it, this one is doing this anyway. So, many who want to many of them give excuse that I didn't get angry, but he did like this. This is why I got angry. So it's like a blame game. This happened and this is why that happened. That thing happened, this is why this thing happened. So it is blaming others. If he wouldn't have done it, then I would not have done it. If he doesn't do it, I will also not do it. They don't say that Baba has said it, therefore I should not do it. But what they say, he did it and therefore I did it. If he doesn't do, then I will not do. So Baba is saying that in this way, you will never be able to give up your weakness. Nowadays, the child of anger, you know what is the child of anger? The child of anger is bossiness. It's the child of anger. Bossiness comes in different forms. So bossiness is the child of anger. Bossiness also comes in different ways. So, today, will you make a vow for the other four too? The majority of you have specially had the determined thought for the first thing, that is last. So you have made a promise that you will conquer it. And you've conquered it. Similarly, have the same thought for the other four too. Don't give excuses in this. This one did it and that is why I did it. But then what Baba tells you to do, that you don't remember. You remember only what the other person did. But what Baba told you for that, that you don't remember. So this is also giving excuses, is it not? So today, Bab Dada wants the birthday gift of these three things, which make you become slack in the four things. So remember the three things, carelessness, laziness and giving excuses. These three weaknesses make the other four vices become, you don't give much. Weaknesses, carelessness, laziness and giving excuses. Actually, some say, but we are facing these sanskars, Baba says. This is not just facing a sanskar, it is, this is your test paper and you have to pass in this test paper. So Baba is saying, the sanskars have to be faced. It is not facing sanskars, but it is paper. It is a study of one birth and attainment for the whole cycle. The fortune of the kingdom for half the cycle and being worthy of worship for half the cycle. the attainment for the whole cycle in one birth, and that too is just a small birth. It's not even a full birth, just a small birth. So, do you have the courage? Do you have the courage? Those who feel that they will definitely have courage, not just say, yes, we will make effort, we will try to make effort, we will try to put attention, no trying. Baba doesn't want that. Some leave everything to the future and they say, we will do this, we will do that. So they think of the future. But then Baba says, however, Baba says, sees that there is no guarantee for time. And on the basis of knowledge, every aspect of effort is connected with the practice over a long period of time. Okay, you may say that you will do it now, since it is connected with the account of a long period of time. So just doing it now won't help. What is the attainment that each one wants? Now Baba, if he asks you to raise your hand, will anyone want to become Sri Ram or Sri Sita? Those who wish to become Ram or Sita, raise your hand. You will get to receive a kingdom. Even Ram and Sita have a kingdom. You don't like to raise your hand for that? Some are raising their hands. Don't mind becoming Sri Ram and Sri Sita. You don't want to become Lakshmi and Narayan? What about double foreigners? Anyone? Any double foreigner wants to become Sri Ram and Sita and not Lakshmi and Narayan? So, since you wish to attain the fortune for a long period of time, to become Lakshmi and Narayan means to attain the fortune of the kingdom for a long period of time. Then the attainment too is for a long period of time, so there has to be a long period of time in every aspect. In every aspect there has to be long period of time. If you want attainment for long time, then your practice also should be for long time. You now have the sanskars of a long period of time, of 63 births. And so you say you do not want it, but no, you have no intentions or no feelings, but these are 63 birth sanskars, so you can't help it. It means it is a long time, long period, no, of sanskars. So that's an account over a long period of time, is it not? This is why Bap Dada wants that there should be determination in your thoughts. There should be determination in your thoughts. It is this determination that is lacking. When you say, it will happen, it happens all the time, let it go on, it's okay. Who has become perfect yet? And one thing that everyone knows very well, and Bap Dada has noted that thing, what you say very well. When you don't have courage, you can't keep your own courage, then what you say? Even the Maharathis do this, even the Maharathis are like that. So what does it matter if I too do it? Even the Maharathis do it. However, Bap Dada is asking you, Bap Dada is asking you, when a Maharathi makes a mistake, is that one a Maharathi at that time? Is he a Maharathi at that time? So why do you spoil the name of the Maharathis? Why do you spoil this name Maharathi at that time? That one is not a Maharathi. If he is not following Srimad accurately, so Baba says, he's not a Maharathi at that time. So to refer to Maharathis and make yourself weak means to deceive yourself. This is like deceiving yourself. it is easy. It is easy to look at others, but one needs a little courage to look at the self. It's very easy to look at others. A little courage is needed to look at the self. So today Bap Dada has come to take this gift of finishing the account book of weaknesses, and giving excuses is a very big book and it has to be finished. This big book of weaknesses, giving excuses, carelessness has to be finished. So each one of you who feels that you will definitely demonstrate this, that you have to do it, that you have to bow down and change yourself, you have to change yourself, you have to celebrate the transformation ceremony. So those of you who feel that you will have that determined thought, raise your hand. The determined thought. Is it just ordinary thought or is it determined thought? Because there are ordinary thoughts too and there are determined thoughts too. So was it a determined thought or just an ordinary thought? Is it firm? Are you sure? Not ordinary thought? There are ordinary... Madhubani Vasis, raise your hand. Not small hand, high. Raise your hand high. Madhubani Vasis sit in the front, no? You get a chance to sit near. See, Madhubani Vasis are sitting right in front. First seats are given to Madhuban Nivasis. Bhaptala is happy. You have a chance to sit very close and you sit in the front, so you have to always be in the front. Always remain in the front. So today's gift is a beautiful gift, is it not? Bap Dada is also pleased. Why? Why is Bap Dada pleased? Because you are not alone. You are not alone, only by yourself. Behind you is your whole kingdom. Behind you are your royal family members. Behind you are your royal subjects. All of them are behind you. They are following you. They are following you. And then in the copper age, your devotees, they are also following you. There are three types of devotees, Sato, Raju and Tamoguni. There is a long queue, long line behind you. Whatever you do, those who are behind you will also do the same. If you give excuses, then your devotees also give a lot of excuses. They give a lot of excuses because you give the excuses. Now, even the Brahmin family is very clever in watching you and copying you in the wrong things. Brahmin family is also very clever in watching you and copying you in the wrong things. Now have the determined thought. When there's a conflict of sanskars, when there's a difference of opinion, if it is there, because of their natures, and the third thing is weaknesses, someone may have told a lie about someone else. Then some children say that they get more angry when someone lies. Why they get angry? Because somebody tells lies, so they get angry, very angry, that someone is speaking lies. However, did you verify it with the true father? Did you find out, as the father said, that we should get angry if somebody lies? The true father is with you, no? So even if the whole false world is on one side, the father is with you, your victory is guaranteed. So your guaranteed victory is fixed because you are with the father. No one can shake you because the father is with you. Okay, if it is false, then let the falsehood remain false, no? Just leave it. Why do you get angry and say this is false and this way increase it? So today, the father doesn't like you giving excuses of any type. This happened, that happened, that happened. This song of this and that should end now. So giving excuses, this happened, that happened. No, you should say, what happened was good, what happens will be good, and everything will be good, and you will make everyone good. Sing the song of Acha, Acha, Acha. Good, good, good. Do you like it? Do you like the song? Acha, Acha, Acha. You like it? You will finish giving excuses, will you? Will you? Then raise both your hands if you say that you will finish giving excuses. Yes, you can wave with both hands. You can wave with both hands to say, Baba, we'll give up excuses.
I love it.
Yes, yes, wave them well. And Baba seeing so many flags, each one holding, so wave those flags, Baba likes it. Good. See, those who are watching you are also waving. Watch your wave, wave. You are waving very well. Okay, now put your hands down. Now you should clap for your transformation. The determined thought you have made to transform, now you can clap for that. Okay. Always keep this day in front of you. So keep this day in front of you all the time, this time and the picture of this gathering. This time and the scene of this gathering, the picture. Whenever any weakness comes, do not allow it to come. Close the gate. close the gate for any weakness to come. You know the gate, do you not? Close it. Keep it doubly locked. Double lock. Put a double lock on it. Nowadays, single lock doesn't work. You have to put a double lock. So which is a double lock? One is the lock of remembrance and the other is keeping your mind busy in service. So remembering Baba and keeping your mind busy in service, this is a double lock. Put on these two, put on these exclusives two almighty locks, not of Godrej, but of God. So almighty God locks, remembrance and service. Also have a firm jagran, means staying awake. Make a firm vow. Make a firm vow. Have a firm jagran, means staying awake. Bhaktada. Bab Dada has deep love for every child. Even if it is a last number child. Even if it is a last number child. Bab Dada has deep love even for that child, even last number child. For that child too, Bab Dada has deep love. Why? Why Bab Dada has love even for the last number child? Why? Is any other father going to have such children like you? Is any other father going to have such children like you? It is Bab Dada alone who has so many Brahmin children. It is Bab Dada alone who has so many Brahmin children. No one, neither any great soul, or a Mahamandaleshwar, or a father of a religion, prophet soul, no matter who that one may be, has anyone received such children like you, where every child says, my Baba? Is there anyone in history where every child of that father has said, my Baba, my father, my? This is why Bab Dada knows the importance of every child. Bab Dada knows the importance of every child. Children say, Baba, we are singing the song of Wah Baba Wah. Then the father says, the father too is singing the song. Bab Dada, father is also singing the song, Wah children, Wah, 100 times more than you do. 100 times more than what we sing, Wah Baba Wah, Baba sings Wah children, Wah. It's okay, is it not? You are Wawa, are you not? Those of Madhuban, you are Wawa children, are you not? You are Wawa children. Those sitting in the back, you are Vava children, are you not? Very good, good children, Vava. Okay, what is to be done now? What is to be done now? Now Muniben has picked up the
Bhopal zone
microphone and is saying, Baba, it's the turn of Bhopal to serve. So all Bhopal is sitting here. Stand up. All those of Bhopal, stand up. It is good. Bhopal is in Madhya Pradesh. And Madhya Pradesh is a very big state. It's central India, you know, the state, Madhya Pradesh. You have done service there. In the beginning, Baba wants to give you two services. You have there are very good VIPs in Madhya Pradesh, but they are all hidden, Baba knows. Bring them in the forefront. Baba wants two types of service from Bhopal zone. One is that bring these VIPs in the front. Even if make a list in all the big centers in under which there are many small centers and Gita Pathshalas. The big centers should in within 1 year, Baba is giving a lot of time, 1 year. Actually, Baba shouldn't give that much time. But at least, but in 1 year, within 1 year, the big centers should create one air quality soul. And bring in front of Bab Dada. So that air quality soul becomes well known in the yagya. Many senses say, yes Baba, we have many air quality souls, but they're all incognito. But Baba says, no, air quality souls cannot stay incognito. Bab Dada does not accept incognito airs. Those souls should be in connection and relationship properly. Each big center should bring such an air in front of Bab Dada. The big centers can bring them, can they not? The big centers can bring them. And they, in this, do not say we are small centers. Don't become small in this. Even the small ones have become big in this. Is this okay? Teachers, did Baba say it correct? Did Baba say it correct? Raise your hands. Those who are small and will demonstrate being big, wave your flags. Yeah. It is from amongst you that someone will be an heir, is it not? So Baba will see. Actually, they should be ready within 6 months, but still Baba gives you 1 year. Gives you permission that you could bring in 1 year. So it's good, you have taken a chance of serving, and Baba says this is a golden chance. He always keeps telling those who come to serve that they have a golden chance to serve. It's a very good chance to serve, a golden chance. Because this task or this responsibility of serving is not different from yajna service. There you have to pay a lot of attention, but here it's only one attention. It's the attention of self-progress and service. Self-progress, attention on that, and serving the yajna. If every second you're aware of this, then how much you will accumulate, and your account of accumulation will keep increasing to a great extent. You have done good service and you brought a good majority souls. You have taken a good chance. Now, go ahead, and Baba wants to see the result in the future. Okay, you may sit down. Okay, now double foreigner stand up. All the double foreigners stand up, please. About 500 double foreigners are here. 500. Big group of double foreigners here, more than 500. Bab Dada is specially pleased about one thing when he sees the double foreigners. Bab Dada is specially pleased about one thing when he sees the double foreigners. He's extra pleased when he sees the double foreigners. And that is because when the double foreigners came at the beginning, the teachers probably remember that, where they came in the beginning, it used to take a lot of effort to transform them from the different cultures. However, now Bab Dada has seen there isn't as much talk about this now. My country's culture. No. Nowadays, you don't talk about that. Why? What is the reason for that? Seeing the gathering of one another, there has been good expansion, has it not? And Bab Dada has also heard that the majority of you adopt different methods to relate Baba's message in the areas around you. You have good enthusiasm for that, for giving message around you. So in that result, it has been seen that in every turn, it is not a small number of double foreigners, a big number comes in every group. The quality is good too, and the quantity is also increasing. And this is why you all have become a sandalwood tree, one whole tree of sandalwood. So Bap Dada is pleased to see the sandalwood tree of double foreigners. Bap Dada keeps on getting all your news. Even if you send it by email, Bap Dada receives a copy of it first. In before you post it, Bap Dada receives the copy. Your enthusiasm for service is good. Now just make today's vow firm, what Baba said today. Double foreigners will claim a number, will you not? You want to claim a number in the front? Which number? You want to come first? Or do you want to come first, or will second number also do? And everyone said, no, first number. So those who have love for the one father, those who have love for the one father will become like the one, the number one. They will become like the one, the number one. There's a slogan for that, is it not? The slogan is, the one father is our world. Yes, Baba alone is our world. The one father is our world. Since there's only just the one world, one father, your world, then that is number one, is it not? Your title is, your sign is, you are called double foreigners. So in your effort and in the determination of your thoughts to demonstrate this double by making effort of double force, you do pay attention, but then where does the difference come? You all pay attention, but where does the difference come? The intensity of your determination decreases sometimes. You make very good programs. Bap Dada also hears about the topics you speak on. Baba becomes very pleased on seeing the topics of the different groups. However, what happens is that when you begin to begin a topic or keep the aim of expanding that topic, you do it with great force. Then of course one paper, another paper comes, some test comes. And it has to come, you can't avoid it. No one can pass without taking a paper, without taking an exam. Your determination then decreases sometimes, and then your effort becomes ordinary. There should be determination all the time, but you begin to lack in this. The determination sometimes reduces. So become double effort makers in everything. Become double effort makers in everything. We will demonstrate it by definitely doing this and become this. That is what your thought should be. You have that much enthusiasm, do you not? Do you have that much enthusiasm? Yes, you do. But simply check your determination. Do not get caught up in little situations. Look at your determination. Okay. You may all sit down. Okay. All of you have sent many cards, letters, and greetings. Baptada is seeing them. Yes, send cards, greetings, letters. So much you have sent to Baba. So Baptada has accepted everything of what you have sent. And in return, Baptada is giving love and remembrance together with blessings to each one personally by name and speciality. Baptada is giving love and remembrance together with blessings to each one personally by name and speciality. Those who have not been able to send their zeal and enthusiasm through cards and letters, but through their heart and thoughts, to even those children, multi-million fold love and remembrance to all the children, multi-million fold love and remembrance, and also the Father's blessings from the heart, blessings from the heart to everyone. All of you who are sitting personally in front here, the pleasure of being personally here is completely different. No matter how clear and good everything may be with the facilities of science, and you may be watching in your places, the gate of progress of being personally in Madhuvan gives its own experience. The gate of progress of being personally in Madhuvan gives its own experience. Okay. Now Baptada is going to do some drill. Now, each one of you, sit for 1 minute in the form of the determined thought of what Baptada just said. Each of you sit for 1 minute in that form of the determined thought of what Baptada just said. You have to finish giving excuses, finish laziness, finish carelessness at every moment with determined thoughts. Finish them with determined thoughts and definitely accumulate an account over a long period of time. No matter what, do not consider anything else, but you definitely have to be, seated on Baptada's heart throne. You definitely have to be seated on Bab Dada's heart throne. You have to be seated on the throne of the world. So you have to be seated first on Bab Dada's heart throne and then on the throne of the world. All of you sit in this form of determined thought for a minute. Okay. To all the children everywhere, to all the children everywhere who always stay in the experience of zeal and enthusiasm, to those who always use determination, which is the key to success, who always use determination, which is the key to success. To those who always remain with the Father, and are His companions in every task, to those who always belong to the One, Eknami, who always belong to the One, Eknami, and are economical, to those who always continue to fly ahead with their form of stability, Bab Dada's extremely beloved, long lost and now found special children, Vishesh Bachoko, Bab Dada's love, remembrance, Yaad Pyar, and Namaste, salutations.
प्यार ओ बाबा सुखों का सार देता है
February 2007. It was Shivratri on that day,
दादा से मिलने की एक वीडियो अभी दिखाई जाएगी। आज तो शिव जयंती का कार्यक्रम है, प्यारे बाबा ने हम सबको गिफ्ट दी और प्यारे बाबा ने कहा कि बच्चों को कौन सी गिफ्ट देनी है, दृढ़ संकल्प करना है। तो अभी हम बाप दादा के साथ जो 50 वर्ष से मिल रहे हैं उसकी वीडियो देखेंगे, उसके बाद फ्लैग होस्टिंग होगा, कैंडल लाइटिंग, केक कटिंग का कार्यक्रम होगा, गीत भी होगा। इसलिए सभी भाई बहने बैठे रहेंगे, कोई उठेंगे नहीं।
गहरे नैन तेरे ओ बाबा, जो भी देखे इनमें वही खो जाता। सागर से गहरे नैन तेरे ओ बाबा, जो भी देखे इनमें वही खो जाता। अनमोल खजाने पाता इस सागर में जो डूब जाते, इस सागर में जो डूब जाते पार वही हो जाते। नैन तेरे रूहानी नैन ओ बाबा, तेरे रूहानी नैन, तेरे रूहानी नैन ओ बाबा, तेरे रूहानी नैन।
बहुत सुंदर। हम तो बाप दादा को
देख
लेकर, प्यारे गुलजार दादी जी को देख
कर, बाप दादा वैसी गुलजार दादी बाबा है सिलेक्टेड सच अ वंडरफुल चैरियट। We have been meeting Bap Dada through this chariot. Today, actually, we will say yes, the Dadis are with us, that we cannot miss them. They are with us along with Bap Dada. You know, Dadi Janki is still in Ahmedabad. Doctor is not permitting her to come because of so many people, you know, there could be infection. So just to protect her from meeting many people, the doctor wants her to be there in Memnagar Center in Ahmedabad, so she hasn't come to Madhuban, she's in Ahmedabad. And now, the seniors, we are going to hoist Bap Dada's flag. Nirvairbhai, Radhi Ratan Moini is coming. Radhi Ratan Moini is coming. Yes. Oh, so the flag has been hoisted. And after this, there's going to be candle lighting and cake cutting ceremony. I hand over the mic to Sister Krishna. I have to go on the stage for candle lighting. I've been invited. So thank you very much. Happy Shivratri. Happy birthday to all of you.
Shiv ka jhanda unch mahan, Shiv ka sada hoga samman, सर्व का पिता वो शिव भगवान, शिव का ज्ञान करे कल्याण।
शिव का झंडा ऊंच महान, शिव का सदा होगा सम्मान, सर्व का पिता वो शिव भगवान, शिव का ज्ञान करे कल्याण। शिव का झंडा ऊंच महान,
सब झंडों को एक करे जो वो यह झंडा नारा है, इस पर निशान ज्योति बिंदु का जो सबका सहारा है।
सब झंडों को
का ये दिन
टुडेज डे
हम बाप दादा के माँ वाक्य सुन रहे थे
वी वर लिसनिंग टू बाप दादा'स डिवोशन एंड यू ऑल हर्ड बाबा'स डिवोशन
हम सदा खुशनवा बने रहे
वी ऑलवेज हैव टू रिमेन हैप्पी Just as today we were listening and we were all dancing in happiness, let there be happiness on each one's face and only distribute happiness to everyone.
Om Shanti. आप सभी ने मिलकर के मन से शिव बाबा का झंडा
लहराया
उसके लिए क्या कहेंगे
सो व्हाट इट विल बी सेड
84वीं
वी वर सेलिब्रेटिंग 84th शिव जयंती
समस्त ईश्वरी परिवार के भाई बहनों को
दी होल गॉडली फैमिली सेलिब्रेटेड 84th शिव जयंती
बहुत
एंड देयरफॉर
बहुत कोटि कोटि मुबारक
मल्टी मिलियन फोल्ड कंग्रेचुलेशन टू एवरी वन
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. होके बर्थडे मनाइए, आओ सारे इकट्ठे होके बर्थडे मनाइए, उच्ची उच्ची है खाना के गीत हो गाइए, हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू, हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू, आओ सारे इकट्ठे होके बर्थडे मनाइए, आओ सारे इकट्ठे होके बर्थडे मनाइए, उच्ची उच्ची है खाना के गीत हो गाइए, हैप्पी बर्थडे
Thank you.
Celebrating his birthday. He is beyond name and form, and he is our beloved father. Keeping the memorial in front of us, and we are celebrating the birthday of Shiva. Comes and meets us, and we celebrate his birthday. Baba celebrates his birthday, and he also hoists his flag. We everyone celebrate the father's birthday. Celebrating this kind of birthday, we give congratulations to Baba, and Baba gives congratulations to his children. Very beautiful.